Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about animals. We're going to talk about animals, primarily focusing on a news item that I feel almost obligated to cover because so many of y'all sent me little bits of information about it, knowing that I would find it an incredibly interesting story. Okay, so we'll start there. According to reporting, a 40-year-old man visiting Yellowstone, well, he suffered minor injuries after allegedly kicking a bison in the leg. As somebody whose last words are very likely to be, I'm a pet it, if you are ever up in that part of the country, just some quick tips, do not feed the giant hamsters, those are bears, and do not kick the fluffy cows. The fact that these are minor injuries is nothing short of a miracle. These things weigh like 2,000 pounds. They can hurt you, like, badly. So just something to bear in mind if you are up that way. The animals, they're not, like, domesticated at all. Doing that is not a good idea. Okay, so moving on, there's been a whole bunch of questions about another animal-related incident from that general part of the country that also crosses over into politics, dealing with the governor of South Dakota. I'm going to just say not really something I want to talk about at length. Just a couple of key things here. First, you cannot expect any dog to be trained as a puppy. That particular breed is a puppy until I think 24 months. Aside from that, something that occurs a lot when people get dogs that are working dogs, or they are dogs or pointers, they are often dogs that if you want them to perform in that role, you have to spend a lot of time training them. And it is worth noting that those dogs were trained to do those tasks long before the invention of an electric collar. Oftentimes, when people have a dog that does not behave the way they expect it to, they blame the wrong end of the leash. If you ever find yourself in that situation, it would probably be best to rehome the dog, or if necessary, take it to a shelter instead of taking it to a gravel pit. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.